Parshas Chayesara. Vayu Chayesara Mea Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim Shnei Chayesara. First Rashi, famous Rashi. V'kach Nechta Shana B'chol Klal V'klal Loma L'cho Shekol Echem Nidros La'atmo Bas Kufke Bas Chof L'chit Ma Bas Chof L'chota Shoye'ina Bas Onshin Bas Bas Kuf B'lochit. The same way that by the age of 20, before the age of 20, you're not a Bar Onshin, so too before the age of 100, she was without chait. So everyone asks about this Rashi, a couple of different haaretz. First of all, what's Rashi saying? Bas kuf ke bas chof, that at bas chof you're not a Bar Onshin. We know that 20 years seems to be the time of when you become chayiv misa b'dei shamayim and the such, but at the age of 13 and 12 for a girl is when you're a Bar Onshin. All the main mefarshim ask this kasha on Rashi, that lechora the setup of the pesukim does not flow well. Furthermore, bas chof ke bas zayin liyofi, if anything, it should be opposite. I mean, granted, there's a certain gentleness of a 7-year-old, but usually someone who's 20 is considered more attractive. So the emes is that the Chizkuni brings from the Yalkut Shimoni that although this Rashi is very famous, the Yalkut Shimoni actually has the opposite girsa. Bas kuf ke bas chof liyofi, and bas chof ke bas zayin lechait. The same way that at 100 she was biyofi, the same way that bas chof is biyofi, and at 20 she was without chait, the same way that bas zayin is without chait, and then none of the kashas are kashas. That she was with chait, I don't know. That's the girsa of the Yalkut Shimoni. It also would be mashma according to the way we have it that at bas chof she wasn't biyofi. But whatever. But the Mephorshim addressed it. In any case, there's a famous Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Chuvas Chasam Sofer in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Hei. Before the Chasam Sofer, let me just mention that another Shaila which is addressed is Lachor. This Rashi is Soser Rashi in the end of Parshas Bereishis. That Rashi there mentions that before Matan Torah, the age for being Chayav Misa was the age for being a Bar Onshin was 100 years old, Rashi says there. And here Rashi seems to say 20 years old before Matan Torah. So how did it change from 100 to 20, both these Rashi by Sora and there before Matan Torah? That's another stira which the Mefarshim deal with. In any case, the Chasam Sofer in Kuf Nun Hei in Yerodeya, he actually says that which we always have assumed, that 20 years old is the shir for Karis and the shir for Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, he says it's not true. Says there's no source for it, and while you do find it sometimes, like this Rashi, this Medrash by Sarah, he says it's only to Harasha. There only were certain times where before Matan Torah, because Sarah was at the level to have theoretically been chayav at the age of 20, so we have the age of 20 is a shear for chayt, but the etzem, and also he quotes 20 years for the Bindor HaMidbar, that the age of 20 was the age of Bar Onshin, but Meikra Adin, there's no, the Shira Esrem is really not a Shira for Onshin. That's the Chasam Sofer Shita. One more thing about this Rashi is the famous Briskerov to explain where these Shiurim come from. Meaning he deals with both questions of why Bas Chof Lechait should be 12 and why Bas Zayin Liyofi Lechora should be older. So he says, there's a couple of shittas there about what sort of main it was. She was tumtum on drinking this, but he goes with the shita that she was an islandess. An islandess is a woman who cannot give birth, and beyond that, she doesn't really have womanly features, and her voice sounds like a man, and a few other features. So the Gemara says the sort of main it was an islandess. But at the same time, sort of main it was the psukim mar mochiach, was very beautiful. So the understanding, I presume, is that while she had a din of an islandess, the simone islandess did not make her ugly. We can't imagine a woman who doesn't have womanly features to be beautiful, but that was the mace that happened with Sarai Menu. So the Briskerov explains like this. The Gemara in that Gemara Yivamos is Samach Dal Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yivamos Daf Pei says that when is an islandess a Bar Onshin? She is a Bar Onshin at the age of 20. Islandess and Sris, they become Gedolim for Dinim at the age of 20. So he says like this, Bas Kufka Bas Chof Lechait. Since Sarimena was an islandess, she only became Chayav, even in Onshin Bidei Oda, that age only began at the age of 20. And through that, we now understand Bas Chofke Ba Zayin Liyofi, because an idleness usually gets her those simonim that make her ugly when she matures. Now, granted, 20 years old is the age of when she becomes Chayev Bedin. That's when she becomes has a din of a gadol. But as far as when those simonim begin to affect her, it's when she matures, when she becomes a gadol. Now, in the time of Sarah, even though nowadays, you know, Beis Cyrus and the such usually becomes at the age of 12 and 13 for a man and woman, but then the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he quotes the sign of Tesman Bay, says in Furish Gemara, Bedoros Rishonim, godless began at the age of 8. That's when the Lashon Gemara there is they began to give birth. So the whole Amud Gemara, sign of Tesman Bay, that proves that Bedoros Harishonim, from a certain time, even going a little bit after Matan Torah, but for the first, basically, 2,500, 3,000 years of the world, that godless began at the age of 8. So based on that, he says, so, Kabas Chofke Bazayin Liyofi, because when you deal with an idleness, she's only going to be pretty until the age of 7, or 8, meaning 8 she becomes a gadol, and usually that's when the simane idleness will make her unattractive. But Kabas Chofke Bazayin Liyofi, that is the Torah is being made on sorry manner, that even though she was an idleness, nonetheless, those simone ki, or those simone that make an idleness ugly, didn't affect her the same way that a 7-year-old idleness would also not be affected by those simone. That's the brisker of pshat. Right? My horror on the pshat is the Gemara there that says at the age of 8 is when they began to give birth. The Gemara wants to first, at one point, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from that, from the lineage of Basheva and Shlomo HaMelech. And the Gemara says it's not a good raya because when it comes to a woman, they can give birth even earlier, because it could be Basheva was even 5 or 6 when she gave birth. So according to that, that would imply that the shear of godless, as far as women are concerned, could be even earlier than 8, in which case the simonim of idleness could be effective, even earlier than 7, and then Bas Chofke Bas Zayin Liyofi would not be muchach, that every Bas Zayin idleness didn't have the simonim of idleness. Maybe even at Bas 7, someone who had the Bedoros Harishonim, the simonim idleness would already begin to affect her, because even though the Gemara there says that the age of 8 is when you begin to give birth, and presumably is when you be a gadol, nonetheless, the Gemara says it's possible for a woman that she, even at an earlier stage, could become gadol. I don't have an answer, but that's not around the pshat.
Does that mean she's only a boss when she's 20 because an island is
exactly.
Because back then, if the island was a goal when she's 8, then
that just means that there's two different things.
Like
there's
the
a din. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Okay, right there in the parsha, the famous gra, the psukim and the maisa with Ephron and Avram Avinu, there's a repeated lashon that comes up 6 times of Kvor Es Meisecha. For example, Pesuk Yud Aleph, Kvor Meisecha. Pesuk Yud Gimel, the Ekbara Es Meisi, etc. Even earlier on, Pasuk Vav Kvoras Meisecha, Pasuk Dalad Ekvara Meisi, Pasuk Ches Lekvoras Meisi. It comes up altogether 6 times. And in Pasuk Tezvav, it's the flip side. Arba Meos Shekel Kesef Beinu Veincha Mahi Ves Meischa Kvor. It's Meischa Kvor instead of Kvor Es Meisecha. So what's this repeated lashon that keeps coming up of Kvoras Meisecha, Kvoras Meisecha, and then the 7th time is flipped to Meischa Kvor. So the Gra says that Marat HaMachpelah, so Adam and Chava were already buried there at this time, and there are 3 other zugos that will be buried there. So you have Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and you have Sarah, Rivka, and Leah. So the Kvoras Meisecha is referring to those 6 people, what about the seventh one of this Mesecha Kfor? So he says that Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Gimel, that when the Shvatim were going to bury Yaakov Avinu, so Esav was Ma'akev the burial, and Esav tried to say that the place was for him. And while there was a delay, so Hushim ben Don, who was deaf, didn't know what was going on. The whole Maisa, while Naphtali ran back to get the star that really Yaakov owned it, in the meanwhile, Hushim ben Don hit Esav and presumably killed. So Shiloh, if he killed him, or if Yehuda killed Esav, but Hushim ben Don gave a whack to Esav, and his head rolled into Yaakov's lap, and his head is buried in the Maras Machpelah. Esav's head is buried in the Maras Machpelah. So Esmeis HaKfor is referring to Esav's head. Now, why is Esav's head Mesecha Kfor, and the other six are Kfor's Mesecha? What's the Shinui Lashon? So Zok de Gra, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that Tzadikim, while they're dead, are called Chayim, and Rishayim, even while they're alive, are Kruyim Mesim. So it's like this. So first we'll say by Esav. It's Mesecha Kfor. Esav, while he was alive, was already considered dead. So Mesecha, he's a Mes, Kfor, bury Esav. He's the seventh one that's being Rames to Esav, and that's why it's Mescha Kvor. He's dead already. He should bury Esav. Why for Tzadikim is a Kvor Mescha? Because since for Tzadikim, they're always considered alive. So even when you bury them, even when you bury Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov and their wives, still they're going to be considered alive. And he says there that they're only called, even though the Gemara says that Tzadikim are always Kruyim Chayim, he actually says that, based on Gemara and Shabbos, Kufnun Beis Amud Beis, you could be ma'ayin into it, because I don't think it's so pashut the way that he reads it. No one to argue on the grub, but you have to be ma'ayin to understand how he read that Gemara. But the Gemara basically says that everyone, including Tzadikim, go turn back to Ofer at some point, and there's a Shakva Tarya over when, and the Gemara says that, because the Pasuk says, Vel Ofer Tashuv, and Vel Ofer Tashuv is referring to even Tzadikim. So the Gemara says that that's talking about Shah Achas Kolim Trias HaMesim. That right before Trias HaMesim is when Tzadikim turned back to offer. So the Gra understood that that means that when Tzadikim turned to offer, that's when they have a Shem Mace. And that's Kfor Es Mesecha, that even though Tzadikim are always Kruyim Chayim, even as they're dead, but they will have a Shem Mace apparently right before Trias HaMesim, and that's the six times that the Pasuk says Kfor Es Mesecha, Zimram is to the six Avos that are not buried yet in Maras Machpelah.
Why is Kvoris Mesecha more Mashmah? Is that they're called Chayim?
Because when you're buried, Kvor, and then Mesecha. At the time of burial, they don't have a Shem Mes yet. Mashenken Mesecha Kvor, you already have a Shem Mes at the time of burial. Okay. So then we have in this Parsha with Avram and Ephraim. So right now, Bishiva is doing Kiddushin, so we're supposed to say a little bit about Kicha Kicha Miste Ephraim. I want to say over a Shiloh from the...
so much about that already.
Tell me if you already heard this, because I don't think you did. There is... I'll say over a Shiloh from the Minchas Chenach and potential Yishuv for the Minchas Chenach. For the Minchas Chenach Kasha. Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Gimel Omid Aleph. The Gemara says, Yishuv b'pachos misheva pruta lo makne nafsho. So... Kiddushin is with Sheva Pruta. Rabbeinu Tam, in the middle of the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says that the appropriate girsa should be find Rabbeinu Tam inside here. Pachos mi Sheva Pruta lo machna. Not lo machna nafsha, but lo machna. And it's nothing to do with the kapeda of the woman, but it's a din in kinyonim in general. That we learn out from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, since it says Kesef over there, Pachos Misheva Pruta Lo Mikri Kesef. Less than Sheva Pruta is not called Kesef, so it's nothing to do with an Isha being Machna Nafsha, it has to do with Kenyonim is Bisheva Pruta. Now, okay, regarding Goyim, so a Goy has Kenyonim B'Kesef, because in Second Seder, Daf Yudal Amubez, when a goy is konan eved ivri, so that's talking about. So the Gemara says that a goy is konan eved ivri bekesef. Now, there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos there over what what that means. Rashi says that you learn out from that parsha that a goy is konen eved ivri, that that means that a goy is always konen bekesef. Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin there has kashas on Rashi, but really a goy's ikar kinyan is with mishicha, and a goy is not konen bekesef. What's pshat that by eved ivri a goy is konen? Special with the parsha of eved ivri that a goy is konen bekesef over there, but in general goy is not konen bekesef. Now, Tosos and Baba Basra, Nundal Amud Beis, repeats, is the same Rabbeinu Tam by Eved Ivri, but the reason he's in Baba Basra, Nundal Amud Beis, because the Gemara there says, Nichse Goy Harei Hin Kimidbar, Kol Amachta Behem Zocha, that the Nechasim of a Goy are Hefker. Gemara says, My Taima, Goy Mechimot Yizuzi Liyode Yistalikle. Once you pay the Goy, he doesn't have, he's removed from those Nechasim. So Tosus is bothered because the Gemara says that through Kinyanei Kesef, then it seems that Kinyanei Kesef in general does work for a goy. Mechimati zuzul yadei mistalikle. So Bishlam for Rashi that Kinyanei Kesef always works for a goy, gevaldik. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that in general a goy's kinyan is with mishicha and not with kesef. What's the Gemara Baba Basra? Is it only by metatlon? In well, by Eved Ivri. By Eved Ivri? Which Gemara?
The Gemara that Tosos
quotes, Tosos said that's Machlokes and Rishmol. I just quoted Tosos, there's nothing to do with Rishmol.
Whether or not it's Mashiach or with Mom,
no. I'm not sure. I'm not sure right now. Kuponim Tosos asks, Lefishitas Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the Gemara in Baba Basra saying that seemingly that Kinyan Kesef does work for a goy? Tosos says, Hainu Mishum, the Matsinu Begoy Kinyan Kesef be'Ephron. Since we find a kinyan of goy, we find a kinyan of kesef by goyim, by Ephraim. So it means that even though the ikar, I don't know what Tosos means precisely, it means the ikar kinyan is with mishicha. But lamaisa, it does work, whether it's bidyevid or whatever he means, it does work, kinyan kesef does work for a goy. So Menachas Chanoch asks to put together these two Tosos in. So we find that goy has kinyan kesef. At the same time, the same Rabbeinu Tam says that we learn out kicha kicha miste Ephraim, that Pachas Misheva Prut is not called Kesef. Comes Minchas Chenech and asks, this is in Shin Lamed Vav, Os Aleph, that's where the Minchas Chenech is found, that we know the klal is that Ben Noach doesn't have Shiurim. While there's always different Shiurim for Yisrael, Ben Noach doesn't have Shiurim. So, right, the famous example is that which a Ben Noach is Chayav on Gezel, even if they steal from each other Pachas Misheva Pruta, They're still chayav misa even, for stealing, you know, any very small type of thing, because they don't have shiur. So, for example, Minchas Chinuch, you're telling me that a goy, Rabbeinu Tam, you're telling me that a goy has kinyanim. He has kinyan kesef, and that's learned out from Ephron. And you're also telling me from Ephron that the shiur of kesef is for Sheva Pruta. I thought a goy doesn't have shiurim. So how can it be that the shear of Kesef is Sheva Pruta, and that's learned out from Parshat Ben Noach. Ben Noach doesn't have Shiurim. Azayif Rekhtim in Chas Chanach. Any thoughts? Everyone hear the Kasha first of all? Should I say it again?
Yeah, say it again.
Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin Daf Gimel says that Pachos Misheva Pruta, regarding all Kinyanim, not just Kiddushin, all Kinyanim, Pachos Misheva Pruta doesn't have a Shem Kesef. Okay? And that's learned out from Ephron. Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Basra also says that he calls that a kinyan from a goy. He says, Matsinu begoy, that a goy has kinyan kesef. From the parsha of Ephron is how we know kesef works by goy, by goyim. So, and then, we also have Gemara's Akras Shas, that seems to say, a classic example being from Gzela of Pachal Shavaputa, we see that Ben Noach doesn't have Shiurim, and even if he's still Pachal Shavaputa, still has a Shem Gezel. So how are you telling me that we learn the whole makor of kesef being having a shiur, the hainu pruta, is from a goy. Goyim don't have shiurim. So good point. So what do you want to say? Right, where does Tosfos get pruta from? Where did Gemara get pruta from? So will we assume the shiur of kesef is of a pruta? So right, so I mean, you could Chora would have answered Pasha that even though a Ben Noach doesn't have shiurim, but if you're telling me that that a kinyan is done through kesef and a kesef is done through a pruta, then maybe there's a special gzeres kosef that when it comes to kinyanim, kesef means that a kinyan can only be done with a pruta, even for a goy, because that's the definition of kesef. I could have heard that. Michasech didn't answer that. Number one, and I guess the way he was learning, he must have understood Pshat and Tosfos. This is a little bit teeth, but that Tosfos didn't mean that the word kesef is defined by pruta, but he means that the concept of kinyonim in kesef is going to be defined by pruta. But for someone who doesn't have shiurim as far as kinyonim are concerned, l'chor this wouldn't be applicable, and even pas mishav a pruta, it would be shayach for kinyon, and that's why he's bothered that l'chor for Ben Noach, even pochim shav pruta kinyon should work. And how Tosfos can you tell me the shear of kinyonim only exists by pruta? That's the minchas shanach shayla. There is another gemara which is an important focus, but as far as we're concerned, I'm just going to quote it in passing because I don't want to focus on that. When it comes to Erevin, Zav Samech Beis, the Gemara says, if you want to rent out a chatzar of a goy to be able to use it for Eruv, you could rent it out even with Pachas Mesheva Pruta. Okay, which is another presumable raya that, as far as Kinyanim are concerned, you don't need Sheva Pruta for goy. Although, I'd prefer to go with the Mahalik that there, some Achronim say Erev is different, where Meka, when it comes to Erev, you can rent it out for even less. So let's not focus on that Gemara. So I want to say a pilpul to answer this kasha. Again, the Shaila is, in the corner of Bein HaTam, it seems that we're learning out the Shir of Sheva Pruta for all Kinyan from Goy. Goyim don't have Shir. That's the Shaila. We'll deal with Metaplan Karka later. We'll look into it later.
But if we said Rabbi Natan learns it out from here, Rabbi Natan learns it out from here, they got the Kiddushin, but he's gotten it from somewhere else that Kef of Stam means a Pruta.
That's not what Rabbi Natan says. Rabbi Natan says this is for all Kinyanim. And you want to know Stam, how the Gemara knows Sheva Pruta is Kesef. That's Stam Mishayla. But, like, Mesora, whatever it is, Kesef is defined by Sheva Pruta. And, yeah, so Memela for all Kinyanim, there seems that there is a Shir for Ben Noah. Yes. That's a shiloh. Oh, you hear it?
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. No, he's saying over the original shiloh.
Yeah, okay. There's also Gemara that even though Isha is not nicknamed Shavsha for the carcass, so he might not be learning that Kesef Lagave carcass has to be a Shavsha for
the. Is that the tree you were barking up? We'll be mine into all this afterwards. I've got the pieces in place before. but I want to say Pilpul to Miyashev, Pilpul is not a Masechta Kiddushin type of answer, but it's through Yesodos that I think are important and come up kind of often. Okay, where do we know that Bnei Noach don't have Shiurim from? Where did the Gemara get it from? So there's a klal, it's an important klal that comes up in Chulin and Sanhedrin, called Mi Kamidi. That's the short terminology. The full phrase is Mi Kamidi Dili Sroel Shari Lagoy Aser. which means that there is no halacha that you should find. Please don't start asking all the examples where it says not true, because there are examples, and there's Tosfos about it. There should never be anything which is mutter for Yisrael and osur for a goy. If something is mutter for Yisrael, by definition it will be mutter for a goy, because there's reasons for where this klal comes from. I don't want to get involved with the reasons, but the kids are Yisrael is kadosh more than a goy, so you're not, a ben alach will not have more chumers than Yisrael. But that's the idea. One second. Not all the Gemara asked that kasha, but hold on. So there's a lot of examples, but that's the klal. Now, the Rambam famously does not paskin this klal. The Rambam is okay with a Yisrael being mutter on something and a goy being usher on something.
We have all the obvious kasha that we were about to ask.
Sure. That's why. The presumption in the Rambam is. The Rambam also, when he says his famous line of Lo nitnu shi'urim leben Noach, it's not a Gemara, even though I quote the Gemara of Tachem Shevapruta. But that line of that ben Noach doesn't have shi'urim, it's a line from the Rambam. People explain that the two go hand in hand. Because the Rambam doesn't have a klal of mi'ka midi, is why ben Noach don't have shi'urim. Meaning, while we have shi'urim, that we're only over a certain isurim if you reach a certain level of kezias or pruta or whatever it is, ben Noach is chayv already on less, because there's no problem of a goy being more chomor in his dinim than a Yisrael. Now, the Gemara in Chulin, Lama Gimel Amla Aleph, is really where this machlokas stems from. The maskana is that we do pass in the klal of mi'ka midi, and for that reason, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes brings from the Rashba that says that the Rambam is Tzarechin, you're going against the Gemara's Maskana in Chulin. Gemara's Maskana in Chulin is that we do paskin the klal of Miyak and Midi. The Rambam paskins against that klal, and the Rashba Blav Shver, you're going against the Maskana. I'm not going to say the case of the Gemara right now, but one example that is discussed there in Tosfos is Aver Menachai. The Rambam paskins in Furish that if a Ben Noach eats a kol shehu of an Aver Menachai, any little bit, Chai of Misa. Tosfos seems to hold in Chulin Lama Gimel Ma Aleph that Ibn Noach is only chayav on a kezias of Aver Menachai. Why? Because Mi Kamidi. A Yisrael is only chayav on kezias of Aver Menachai, so Ibn Noach will also only be chayav on kezias of Aver Menachai. Now, if you hold the call of Mi Kamidi, what about Gezel? How is the Ben Noach chayav on Pachas Mishav Pruta? So the Gemara asked that kasha in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, and the Gemara says Lav Ne Mechila Ninhu, which means that Be'etzem, it's interesting. Be'etzem, a Yisrael and Ben Noach are chayav on Gezel, even on Pachas Mishav Pruta. The reason why Lamaisa were not chayav on Gezel, Pachas Mishav Pruta, is because we're Mochel. We don't care about our Nechasim if it's less than Shav Pruta. Goyim. Lashon Rashi is Achzorim Heim, they're not B'nai Mechila, and they care about every little bit, so the stereotype about Jews and money seems to be against this Gemara. B'Noach Achzorim, they're not, maybe it's different than, don't ask me the stereotype, it means that they're not Mochel. So really B'Essen, they're equal on their dinim. It's just because La B'nai Mechila, and then who? Okay, so if you hold of the klal of Mi'a Kamidi, that for all Shi'urim, even B'Noach has Shi'urim, you can still understand why Ben Noach is chayav on Gezel, Pachas Mishav Pruta. Because even though he has Shi'urim, well, guess what? Yisrael also is chayav on Pachas Mishav Pruta for Gezel. It's just because they're mochel is why you're not chayav. But Ben Noach is b'mkomo omeid and is chayav on Pachas Mishav Pruta. The Rambam, that holds in general, there is no such call of Mi'ik Amidi, doesn't have to come on to Lav Nei Mechilin Hu. Rambam can hold that Mi'ikra Din. Goy is chayav and pachas mishav pruta, and Yisrael is only chayav b'pruta, because who cares? There's no problem of mi'ik and midi. The Gemara only gives the svar of lav nei mechilin inhu to answer the kasha of if I hold of mi'ik and midi, shver from gezel, that gezel goy is chayav and pachas mishav pruta, on that the Gemara answers lav nei mechilin inhu. But if you don't hold the klal of mi'ik and midi, and Yisrael could be more chomer than and a benol could be more chomer than Yisrael, then me'ikra then the goy could be chayav and pachas mishav pruta, and Yisrael is chayav only b'pruta, and that's shita saram. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos in Chulin and in Sanhedrin on the klal very much seems to paskin like the pashas Mi'ka Midi. Tosfos therefore asks from different questions. He asks a Ben Noach Sheshavas Chayav Misa, a Yisrael Sheshavas. Not only is he not Chayav Misa, He's supposed to keep Shabbos. Tosfos asks all the examples that you'd want him to ask. So Tosfos seemingly holds the claw of Mi Kamidi. Hashav Asas Lahachi, Lachora, we could answer what we asked, what Mechachanam asked in the Rebbeinu Tam. And there's no kashya to begin with. Yes, it's true. From Ephron, you see that the Goy has Kenyonim. And you also see that Kesef is Sheva Pruta. And a Kenyon Kesef only happens with Sheva Pruta. You're telling me that a Goy doesn't have Shiurim? Not true. A Goy does have Shiurim. Kenyonim only exists with a Pruta. Not because of Mia Kamidi. Mia Kamidi is in the subject of what's more Chamor and what's more Kal. That a Goy can have more Chamor Dinim than Mekel Dinim. When it comes to Kenyonim, it has nothing to do with more Chamor, more Kal. I just brought that in as a setup for the topic of Shiurim. The concept that Bnei Noach don't have Shiurim, you only can say that Bnei Noach don't have Shiurim if you don't hold up the claw of Mia Kamidi. That allows you to say that the Ben Noach is more Chomer than the Yisrael. Ben Noach is more Chomer than Yisrael, he's Chayv on Eber Menachai, of a Kosher Huv Eber Menachai, he's Chayv on Pachim Sheva Pruta. But if I do hold of Mia Kamidi, that means that Yisrael is Shavit for Goy and everything. Gezel is an exception to the rule because of Lav Nei Mechilim and Hu, and Gezel is not addressed here. But really, they're equal for all Dinim. And Mimelo, the same way that Yisrael has Shiurim, Ben Noach also has Shiurim. Ben Noach has Shiurim, Mimelo, Sheva Pruta will be the Shiur for Kenyonei Kesa for Ben Noach. Good? Thank you. Okay, right there. Okay. So, let's say a little, before we finish, let's say a little bit of... Thank you for your skala. before we finish, a few minutes, just a few well-known ha'oros in the sugya of the shlichus of Eliezer from Abraham pointing Eliezer as a shliach and the kiddushim between Yitzchak and Rivka. Just a few ha'oros that Mefarshim deal with and just good to be familiar with. One of the ha'oros is one of the ha'oros. That's one I brought. One of the ha'oras is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Yud Aleph on the base, going on to Yud Beis on the Aleph, says that there's Rav Yochanan says there's an Isser. You can't say to your shliach, say the kiddush li isha stam. You can't say marry for me any woman. Maybe because if you do that, you're going to be usher in every woman in the world. Why? We assume the shliach did his shlichus. Okay, so Mistama, he married a woman for you. And since there's a possibility that he may die, we don't know which Isha he was Mekadesh. And then, when you marry whichever woman, you may be marrying her sister, you may be marrying her daughter, you may be marrying an Erva. So that's why you're not supposed to say to a Shliach, marry me for a woman Stam. That's the Gemara Nazir. So, how was Avraham Avinu able to say to Eliezer, marry for me a woman, without specifying the woman? Maybe Eliezer will die, and maybe Yitzhak will be usher in every woman in the world. Right, that's one of the Mahalchim. But, Avraham didn't want that either. So, because you may marry a Krova. Even though Avram did specify you should take Davka from those people, but Yitzhak would be also to every woman because maybe it's going to be a Karov. No, we don't know. If Eliezer dies and doesn't come back with a Shlichos, maybe he did a Shlichos, was Mekadesh her, and we don't know which this woman is who had it. Avram was mocked, but on that teaching. Then he would be Echamim. Then would be Shver. But then he'd be also every woman in the world. So. And first of all, there's a famous pshat that's why Lavan and Besuel wanted to kill Eliezer. Granted, the Medrash says that Besuel was the one who tried to put the. But no, Lavan and Besuel wanted to kill. Yeah, Besuel. The Medrash says it was Besuel, but if you stretch it, that it was Lavan and Besuel. So the Kedushas Levi says, that's Pshat in Haggadah, Lavan Bikesh, Lakor Sakol. So people bother. Where do you find that Lavan tried to be Ochre all Klal Yisrael? Teretz is, Lavan knew this halacha, okay? And Lavan wanted to kill Eliezer. If Lavan killed Eliezer, Yitzchak wouldn't be able to marry. If Yitzchak couldn't marry, you would have no Klal Yisrael. That's Bikesh Lachor Sako. One approach to how to answer the question is that which we always assumed, that Eliezer was a Shliach L'Kiddushin, is not Pasha. Balei Tosfos al Torah say that Eliezer was a Shliach to bring back a woman for Yitzchak, but not to do the Maisa Kiddushin. If you say that, of course this Gemara is not Shver. If you say that, there are two other questions which can be answered as well. I'm sorry? That's the other question. Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph says, also the Kaddish Isha Achi Yerena, Yitzchak didn't see her. Teretz is, it wasn't a Shliach L'Kiddushin. Good. The other one is, which we spoke about last year, is the Gemara in Gittin, Chaf Beis, I believe, says, Chaf Gimel, says that an Eved cannot be a Shliach to accept a get. Why can't he be a Shliach to accept a get? Because he's not Betoras Gittin the Kiddushin. Big discussion in the Forshim, if that's limited to Shliach LeKabbalah or Shliach LeHolacha. If you assume it's even Shliach LeHolacha, then there's a separate discussion. Is that only by Gittin or is it even by Kiddushin? The Machne, Panim Yofos, assumes it's by everything, which means an Eved cannot be a Shliach. Bain LeHolacha, Bain LeKabbalah, Bain LeGittin, Bain LeKiddushin. How was Eliezer, Eved Avraham, able to be a Shliach LeKiddushin? If he wasn't a real Shliach, then it's good to go, because he didn't do the Mais Shliach LeKiddushin. I'm sorry? It's not called Shliach LeHalacha, he was a Shliach in terms of, he was a messenger to bring her back. That's one of the answers. Tosfos en Ksuvos Dav Zayin Amud Beis, however, is not this way. Tosfos en Ksuvos Dav Zayin Amud Beis famously says, brings from Masechta Kala, that by Kiddushin, which was done through a Shliach, you see that there's Birkas Erishin, and that's learned out from Eliezer. So the Tosfos en Ksuvos definitely learns that Eliezer was a bona fide Shliach L'Kiddushin. However, along with our Mahalas that we're focusing on, that Eliezer was not a Shliach L'Kiddushin, he was only a Shliach to bring her back to Eliezer, it's Givaldik, there's a Diyuk in Pasuk Samech Zayin, Perich of Dalad, Pasuk Samech Zayin. The Pasuk says, once Yitzchak saw Eliezer, Vayivyeha Yitzchak Ha'ohela, Sara Imo, Vayikach Es Rivka, Vatehilo Le'isha Vayehaveha. The pasuk is mashma. There is a kicha of Rivka. Kicha. Rabbi said to start off kicha. The vayikach as Rivka. The kiddushin. It sounds like Yitzchak took Rivka to be a wife at this point. I thought Eliezer was already mekayisher. Teretz says this is a raya in the lashon of the pasuk that Eliezer, like the Balei Tosfos, Eliezer was only a shliach to bring her back, but was not an actual shliach l'kiddushin.
But I think there was a lashon nisuin in the pasuk before there was this lashon of kiddushin. But yeah,
Hanami? Know what to do with that? Hanami. Also, one other diuk in the psukim as far as the shlichus on the tzad that he was a bona fide shliach. The minhug, and the Forshan discussed, the Maral Diskin, also Kedushas Levi discussed, the minhug to fast on the wedding day. There are different reasons for it. Either it's alt kapara, kaparas avonos, or it's alt shechris, that you shouldn't come to shechris. If the reason, one of the nafkaminas between those two reasons is, what if you're a shliach l'kiddushin? Does a shliach l'kiddushin need to fast on the day that he's doing his shlichus? If it's for kaparas avonos, he doesn't need any kapara. He's not the one getting married. If it's because of shechris and you have to do your marriage with complete das, then even the shliach should fast. According to that reason, the Kedushas Levi says that's pshat in the pasuk that Eliezer said, "I'm not going to eat." Lo uchal adam dibarti. I'm not going to eat until I speak with you, because he's fasting like a shliach l'kiddushin in fida minhag. What? At the horror also that there was already water. Maybe al shechris water is mutter. It's not exactly the minhag in the Hanami, that the Ha'ara is definitely mentioned. Maral Diskin went with an approach of, he didn't want to, Maral Diskin goes with an approach that he doesn't want to eat until he speaks, because since he's an Eved, he goes with the approach that that like this. The answer to the kasha of how he could be an Eved, Mishlech Likidushin, Abraham was Meshachar him. He's no longer an Eved. He was Meshachar him. But only Al Tanai the Kiddushin is done. Okay? So if he's an Eved, he can't join them for Zimun. Because Avadim, while they do Zimun with themselves, but he can't be Mitzkari for the Tzibur. So Lo Ucha Adam Dibarti. I'm not going to eat until I speak with Kiddushin, until we do the Kiddushin. Because right now, I still have a din of the Eved, and I can't be Mitzkari with you for Zimun. So let's do Kiddushin first, and then I'll be Meshuchar, and then I'm no longer an Eved, and then Kiddushin will be Chal. Yeah? The Zimun happened after. Adin Dibarti, the Kiddushin. Either ke'echer or zech or zeh, whatever it is, but by the time of benching, he's already... Huh? El, you're asking the stamma shayla within the world of bas achas how it works. It happens one right after another would be yachad. That's what el tanai. Yeah, there's other examples. Kedushin el tanai, or shikra el tanai. You're allowed to have shikra el tanai. All right, I've come. Thank you.